Horace Hopper opened his eyes and looked at the clock. 5 a.m. The first thought that came to him that morning was his mother, whom he hadn't seen in nearly 3 years. Then he thought about how, in a little more than a week's time, he'd be alone on a bus heading to Tucson. Awake less than a minute, and already there was a pit in his stomach. He got up and dressed in jeans and a plaid long-sleeve western shirt. He put on his boots and then tried to wake himself. He drank a glass of water and stared at the boxer's photographs he'd taped to the wall of his camping trailer. The cutouts were from issues of The Ring magazine, and the fighters were Mexican. The largest image was from the fight between Israel Vasquez and Rafael Marquez. It was the third round of their fourth fight, and Vasquez was hitting Marquez with a brutal left hook. To the right of that photo was Rafael Marquez's brother, the great Juan Manuel Marquez, and to the left of him, the legend, Julio Cesar Chavez, wearing a sombrero. Below them was a picture of Horace's favorite boxer, Eric Morales. To the left of Morales was Juan Diaz, and on that one Horace had written with a black marker, the scholar. Beside the scholar was Antonio Margarito. Black marker had crossed out his face, the cheater. He grabbed a worn and frayed notebook from a shelf next to the bed and opened it. The first page read, Log of Bad Dreams, handwritten with a blue pen. He flipped through a half dozen filled pages until he came to Getting Left in Tonopah. Underneath it were 32 marks. He added another, making it 33. He then thumbed to the back pages of the notebook, and near the bottom of a nearly full page, he put down the date and wrote the same thing he'd written the day before and the day before that. I will be somebody. He set a kettle on the propane stove, made instant coffee, scrambled 4 eggs, and took them outside to eat at a picnic table in the blue of morning. The 1983 white and orange Prowler trailer was set on a hill overlooking the 2,000-acre Little Reese Ranch, 100 yards behind the main buildings. A tin roof awning hung out the front of the trailer. Under it was a bicycle, the picnic table, a barbecue, and a lawn chair. Parked beside it was a broken-down 4-door Saturn with a flat tire. He moved there from the main house when he graduated high school. It was Mr. Reese's idea, thinking maybe Horace wanted his own space, where he could stay up as late as he wanted, play his music as loud as he wanted, and bring over whomever he wanted. A bachelor pad. Below him, at the bottom of the hill, Horace could see no lights on in the main house, and past it, no lights in the lambing shed, and only a faint sign of light coming from the main barn. He finished his breakfast, washed the dishes, made 2 meals of bologna and cheese slices stacked on top of each other, and filled 2 water bottles. He put his lunch and an extra shirt and a pair of socks along with his CD player, Pantera's The Great Southern Trendkill, Crowbar's Sever the Wicked Hand, and Slayer's Show No Mercy in his backpack. He took his coat and sleeping bag and headed down the hill. Horace was 21 years old, stood 5 feet 7 inches tall, and weighed 125 pounds. He was half white and half Paiute, with long black hair that came down past his shoulders. His eyes were dark brown, he had a long, thin nose, and even at his age, he only seldom had to shave. Under his shirt, on his left bicep, was a tattoo. In red ink, it read Slayer, and below that, in black ink, Hell Awaits. Then a black horned skull with 2 red eyes. As he walked in the dawn light, he looked beyond the ranch and hayfields toward the barren desert floor of Ralston Valley. Sagebrush, small patches of prairie grass, the occasional bird or rabbit, and a scattering of lonely pinyon pines. The Little Reese Ranch was 10 miles from the nearest neighbor, 30 miles from a paved road, and 60 miles from the closest town, Tonopah.